The Tea and Sanctuary Advent Calendar 2023 with Emma Newman. Day 23. Today's experience is something that I hope that if you listen to this and go, oh my goodness, I love that too, that you have the opportunity to do this immediately. And it's to listen to your favourite piece of music as loud as you want. Doesn't matter what kind of music it is, doesn't matter whether it is something which is designed to be listened to as loudly as possible, but whatever volume you like, that you can listen to it at that volume. I don't think listening to it on headphones does it for me. Yeah, it's when you don't have to have headphones on and you can listen to music loud. That's so gorgeous. So the Star Trek Next Generation episode that I want to talk about today is, again, one of those ones when I was writing this list and thinking, oh, it's interesting that I really want to talk about this, but I do want to talk about this episode. It's Lessons, and it's from season 6, it's episode 19. It focuses on a romantic relationship between Picard and a new member of the crew. She is great. I think she's a great character. She's really forthright. She's really smart. She knows who she is. She's exactly the kind of woman that we have seen Picard go for in multiple versions over the show. The thing I really love about this episode in particular, though, well, there are two things. Now I want to say three main weapons, which fans of Monty Python will understand. Anyway, one of the things that I really, really love about this episode is that we see the impact of an experience that Picard has had, which I haven't talked about yet. And of course, me saying this now, you may have an idea about what one of the last two episodes I'm going to talk about in this advent calendar is. But we see the direct impact of an experience, a very powerful experience that Picard has had. One of the impacts of that is his ability to play an instrument, which he learned in very unusual circumstances. And the woman that he is having this relationship with in this episode is a musician. And it's so adorable how they bond through music, and quite plausible. And it's really nice seeing him bond with somebody on something that has been given to him during the show, that it isn't something which has been like a lifelong love, like the archaeology stuff. That's always been his, you know, nerdy special interest. But this is something where you have seen him be changed by an experience he's had that you've experienced with him, and then you can see it play out in a romantic relationship, and that's really lovely. The other thing that I really love about this episode is the way that it's handled and resolved. This crew member ends up being put in an incredibly life-threatening situation, and I think it's done really well. There's a research post which has to be defended from a firestorm that's caused by like a geological and interplanetary event. I don't remember the exact circumstances, but there are cycles that every year this kind of firestorm crosses the planet. And for some reason or other, it's particularly strong this year, and the defences that they have in place are not going to be adequate. And they have to reinforce those defences long enough to be able to evacuate people. And she's put in mortal danger. When I was watching this for the first time, funny enough, I hadn't seen this episode when I was really into Next Gen as a teenager. I only saw this episode when all 7 seasons came onto Netflix a little while ago. And when I was watching it, I was thinking, oh no, I think she's really going to die and this is going to be really upsetting. And she doesn't. I'm sorry if that's a spoiler if you haven't seen it, but she doesn't. And I love that they did that. I love that the danger that she's in feels really realistic, but that they have to deal with the consequences of how hard Picard found that. That he made the call to send her there. He had to live through the experience of caring so deeply about somebody whilst on a mission, and how he realises that that is not going to work, and that she realises it's not going to work either. And that they have a conversation in which they decide to end their relationship. They talk about potential ways to continue, realize that they cannot do any of those permutations without one of them giving up a fundamental part of themselves that they're not willing to do. And so they decide that it's better for both of them to separate and for her to go and serve on another ship. I really love how it's a mature way of dealing with a situation in which there are two people who love each other very much, but you just can't make it work. And how heartbreaking that can be, watching them deal with that in such a respectful and, whilst being incredibly sad, a respectful and loving way is really satisfying. So yes, it's a very simple, straightforward romance. It's a Picard-centric episode, but as you know, Picard is one of my favourite characters. I don't mind. I like that it shows a romance that it's hard and they get through it. That's it for my ramblings on a Star Trek Next Generation episode for today. If you're listening to this the day it comes out, tomorrow is Christmas Eve. I hope that you are not feeling too stressed, and I'll speak to you tomorrow.